As National Transportation Safety Board investigators piece together information from Sunday's Metro North Hudson Line derailment in the Bronx, some data have already emerged. Here's the NTSB's Earl Wiener during a press conference Monday.
The preliminary information, and let me emphasize this is preliminary information, from the event recorders shows that the train was traveling at approximately 82 miles per hour as it went into a 30-mile-an-hour curve.
The speed limit in the zone preceding the curve is 70 miles per hour. An NTSB spokesman confirms that an automated system known as Positive Train Control, or PTC, would have prevented the derailment that killed four passengers and injured more than 60 others. And now Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney wants to make sure money is not standing in the way of implementing it. He is introducing legislation, the Commuter Rail Passenger Safety Act, to help railroads like Metro North finance PTC systems through the Federal Railroad Administration's Railroad Rehabilitation and Improvement Financing Program, an existing program that provides direct loans and loan guarantees of up to $35 billion to finance the development of critical railroad infrastructure.
So my legislation does a very simple thing. It says, look, this $35 billion pool of low interest financing will explicitly be made available for the implementation of positive train control so that we can get this done in time to save lives.
He says there is another piece to his legislation.
Separately, there's a grant program which is called the Rail Safety Technology Grant Program, which expired previously, which is a $50 million grant program. My bill would also reauthorize that program and double it to $100 million to allow grants to be provided for positive train control as well.
Positive train control is Wi-Fi and GPS-based safety technology that monitors and, if necessary, controls train movement in the event of human error. Maloney, who toured the derailment site Monday night with New York U.S. Senator Charles Schumer and NTSB officials, says that in 2008, Congress passed a law mandating positive train control systems for commuter and freight railroads. However, there have been difficulties meeting the deadline due in part to funding issues. Like many rail lines, Metro North has advocated for extending a 2015 deadline to implement the costly and complicated system. Two of the four passengers killed in the Metro North derailment lived in Maloney's district, Donna Smith of Newburgh and Jim Lovell of Cold Spring.
Sunday's accident hit close to home for me because I knew personally Jim Lovell, who is one of the four people who died. His wife, Nancy Montgomery, is also a close friend of mine. We live together in Cold Spring, New York. Our kids go to school together. We spent time together over the 4th of July.
Maloney says he spent 2 hours at Lovell's home Monday.
It's hard to look into the eyes of those family members and know that there is simple technology out there today that should have been implemented already that would save those lives. And so before another husband doesn't come home for Christmas, we should be doing this, and that's what my bill would do.
A Metro North spokesman did not respond in time for this broadcast. Maloney says he expects bipartisan support for the legislation, and he says he is unaware of any opposition to the actual PTC technology.
So no one's really against it, from what I can tell, except that it just costs money.
Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.